church. Kindness. It might be one of the most important things that we share with those that we love and those that we don't love or even like. Welcome the stranger, for you never know when you are in the company of angels. Theologian Frederick Buechner offers these words: we find by losing, we hold fast by letting go. We become something new by ceasing to be something old. This seems to be close to the heart of that mystery. I know no more now than I ever did about the far side of death as the last letting go of all. But I begin to know that I do not need to know, and that I do not need to be afraid of knowing. God knows. That is all that matters. These words of Frederick Buechner speak to the importance of trusting God in our not knowing and letting go of the things that belong to God. As we celebrate the creation of this country coming up, I invite us to find freedom in the process of letting go. Allow and trust that God knows everything, so we don't have to. Let God be God, and spend our time and energy on being the person that God created us and called us to be. Be kind. Don't get bogged down by all that is political and wrong in the world. Get to the basics. In God we trust. Be the one that gives a cup of cold water to someone that is thirsty. Jesus says, in the name of a disciple, that's you, that's us. We are that disciple. The future holds so much for us here in this place. And one of the strengths of this place is the boundless hospitality that comes naturally from each one of you. Each week when we leave this place, we leave on a mission. And that mission is to bring the good news to all people. All people. To take a cup of cold water to those who thirst. And the little ones can be other than just children. The little ones are the marginalized and the poor. Those who are belittled by circumstance, or maybe even sometimes their own undoing. Oh, and by the way, each one of us holds that precious thing, our own little child. Offer your own little child a cup of cold water. Buechner goes on to say, out of each old self that dies, some precious essence preserved for the new self is born. And within the child self that is part of us, there is perhaps nothing more precious than the fathomless capacity to trust. In the last few weeks, we've heard words from Jesus that maybe I didn't want to hear. So I was really grateful when we got the Jesus loves you, Jesus, back today. But we can't neglect the words of last week and the week before's gospel. Jesus' words are pretty clear. They're pretty clear that we have a responsibility to bring people into the kingdom both now and for eternity. And if we don't, there will be grave circumstances, consequences. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Those are strong words. There's no question about what the interpretation can be. Jesus is making it clear what our job is as disciples. So let's see, wait a second. So this is the Jesus that we associate with unconditional love today, But are those words the words we use to describe the Jesus who tells you to take up your cross? To give someone something that you don't think they deserve? A cup of cool water? Are there two Jesuses? One that teaches truth in love, and one that teaches truth in punishment or consequences. That's a good thing to think about. Take even a cup of cold water to those who thirst. That seems so easy, but it's not. In these words of Jesus, the consequences are ones of promise, of the words today, rather than words of admonition. We want so desperately to make it easy. I want so desperately to make it easy. But it's not. To pretend that there are no difficult consequences when we choose to take up our sword is wrong, is immature. But we want it to be simple. We want it to be that God, that loving Jesus, that one who says, don't worry, everything's okay, I've got it. Okay, our Father, see you. We're going to go somewhere. When we want something simple, we have to really consider what it is that we are going to do to go beyond that. How are we going to take up our sword? We need to let go. And remember that God gets it because God created it. Let God be God. Give up trying to control everything. Offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship, it says in Romans. We need to go out and do the things in the world that we are called to do and not try to do the work that it is God's to do. Be kind. Trust God. Proclaim the good news. Let go and imagine what the possibilities are for us. Take even a cup of cold water to those who thirst. Again, in Buechner's words, he offers reflections about his fear of death and how his letting go of that fear was so important. I think his words can also apply to the letting go of those things that we cling to because we fear what will happen if we do not let go. Out of each old self that dies, some precious essence is preserved for the new self that is born. And within the child self that is part of us all, there is perhaps nothing more precious than the fathomless capacity to trust in God. Do what you do for God because of what is, not what might be. Not what might be, oh, if I do this, then I'm going to get that. Just do it to honor God. Honor God unconditionally. Love Him unconditionally the way He loves us. Practice that love in everything that we do and say. Be kind. Trust God, proclaim the good news, and let go and imagine what the possibilities are for us. Take a cup of cold water to those who thirst. Come to the table today. Jesus is offering us a cup of cold water. Quench your thirst and refill your cup. Amen.